Recently, a commercial has made 番茄炒蛋, or the tomato and egg, actually fried egg dish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so good, huh?
Tell me more.
Yes, a buzzword on Chinese social media. The commercial portrayed a tear-jerking story of parents getting up at the middle of the night and demonstrating how to cook the dish to their child who's studying overseas. Are the parents going too far in coddling children? Are Chinese students studying abroad too reliant on mommy and daddy? What's made this commercial controversial? Let's talk about what's in the commercial.
Yeah, so this 4-minute commercial is about a Chinese exchange student in his first week in the U.S. He's about to attend a potluck party.
Ooh,
for you guys that don't know
what that is.
What is that? It is a party that attendees each bring a homemade dish.
Ah.
So really, if you ever get invited to a potluck party, Huang Shen, you got to make something.
Yeah,
and you can. And I love this dish, so you should totally make it. You know, if we're going to the same potluck party. Anyways, since he had never cooked before, he struggles to make the classic dish of tomato and fried egg. He calls his mother in China for help. Despite the 12-hour time difference in the video, his mother immediately answered and rolled out of bed to do a video demonstration for her little boy on WeChat. Thanks to his mother's help, the young man attends the party and he's a huge hit. At the party, one of his friends asks, "Oh my God, this is so good. But how did you do this?" The boy replied with what happened and said there was a 12-hour difference in time. But basically, he said he was touched by his mother's love. And after the party, he sent his mom a message. He said, "Thank you." This commercial ends with a text speaking that your world means the world to us. Maybe like a parent would say that to their kid. But instead, China Merchant Bank said, your world means the world to us too. We're like your parents. We love you. And then you just walk away. You're like, oh, those that China Merchant Bank, they're all right.
Yeah,
but this resonated with a lot of people, right, Huang Shen? I think some people even said they cried.
Yeah.
I held back the tears.
I hope this guy can win the popularity among his peers in this party with this dish.
I would have been his friend.
Yeah, actually, you know, this video has received mixed reviews. I mean, some people say, "Oh, I'm so touched. I'm bursting to tears." Because let's see, because now China has a huge population of overseas students.
Yeah.
Like statistics offered by the Chinese Ministry of Education, they indicated in 2016, more than 500,000 people are studying abroad, which means like 544,000 students are studying abroad now. So an average age of studying abroad in becoming younger and younger throughout the recent years. So some people may say, oh, this commercial is really successful and in raising people's empathy. But for me, after I watched this ad, I can't agree with this advertisement.
Okay, why?
Because I've been like an overseas student before. Yeah. I think before I went abroad, my parents will give me like intensive training of how to cook. Because, you know, not starving is the basic rule when you're studying abroad. So I think it's like, I really doubt the parents' education. You just spoil your son, especially maybe 18 or even over the 18 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, looking at this and then kind of touching on what Bob had said, the difference between maybe East and West. I agree, Bob, but I also disagree to some extent. And let me explain. I remember when I had first gone to college, this was my rite of passage, I think, into adulthood. That time where I was a kid and then became an adult. And I remember, you know, as embarrassing this sounds, I don't care because people are people, and I guarantee I'm not the only one. I remembered when I was going through things like I liked a girl in class, I felt like she liked me, but I didn't know how to talk to her. I'd call my dad when I came back to the dorm, and I was like, "Dad, there's this girl. How do you know? You know, when they like you?" And, you know, I didn't know this stuff. I was a fresh kid out of high school, pretty much out of puberty, going and just being on my own. I had a cafeteria that gave me food so I could just focus on my studies. But in many ways, I was still a kid. Maybe some of these overseas students are still a kid. Now imagine you're a Chinese student going to the West.
Yeah.
I know because I went from the West to China. There, it's a different world. It is a different culture, right? And so one of the first things that makes this new culture home is making friends. And so maybe the underlying text here, Bob, that we don't necessarily understand, I don't know if you studied abroad, but I think here is maybe this kid was having a hard time, you know, and this was his chance to meet people, you know, as he got invited to a potluck. Imagine you first get invited to a party by people in a place you just arrived in. You're the new guy, but suddenly people are inviting you to go to this party. You want to make a good impression. But everything you know, like for me, when I called my parents back home in the dorm, you know, it wasn't day and night like it is in China and in the U.S., but it was like 8 o'clock my time was 8 o'clock her time. It was very easy for me to call them, but they don't have that luxury. But, you know, sometimes maybe this kid feels like this is the breaking point. I need to make friends. Mm-hmm. And so mom jumps in. She says, she does this. What mama bear wouldn't do this for her cub? You know, I know too. I just want to take a sidebar here and say, if I called my mom at any point, even now, and I'm like, mom, I need this. She'd be like, oh my God, I'll make sure you get it. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I think moms are like that. And God bless you moms for being that way. But if I called my dad, he'd be like, suck it up, be a man. Well, you know, so that's why I don't call you dad. Yeah. just kidding. But yeah. I mean, to an extent, I think Bob is right. If you call your dad, I think in the West, he's like, he'll be very much like, hey, go do it yourself because you got to have to learn to do this stuff. You got to learn to be without me.
Yeah.
And there's a valuable lesson to be learned there. But at the same time, too, you know, going to school abroad can be a nightmare. And I don't want that to be that way for any kids. So maybe if they have this kind of thing that they can relate to, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he made friends and suddenly people will look out for him and help him out with stuff. He won't have to call mom as much.
Yeah, I totally understand that in the eyes of the student, then of course maybe breaking point or, you know, it was a moment that he really needed help and who else better can offer that help than mom and dad.
Right.
And especially I think, you know, coming from a daughter, that's who I am, right? I know my dad would probably do the same for me, and my mom would be the one that's like, let's look at this rationally. But there's the other side of the argument, Huangshan. What do you think about this? Do you think that maybe, yes, you know, we love parents, their unconditional love and all that, but are parents maybe standing in the way a little bit by offering this help? Is it so ungrateful that I'm even asking this question?
Yeah, I think, you know what? When we mentioned this video, it's like the mom trying to demonstrate how to make the dish and the dad is taking the video and send it to the kid. So I think for me, I think the son, the guy in this video, he even forgot there's a like 12 hours time difference between China and the States. So actually, he's already not a teenager, maybe even more than a teenager. He can just check out a recipe online. But I think it's like his spontaneous thought is, oh, I should turn to my parents.
Oh, no. You know, I'll tell you what. Even now, living here in China, so you know, sometimes, school of hard knocks. You know, we're not robots, though. At the end of the day, sometimes to talk to somebody that loves you, that's invested in you, I don't think this commercial is necessarily about him not being able to do it on his own. But that the relationship between parents and kids is a beautiful thing, and it's thankless. And anytime I need them, they'll be there for me. And I think that is a universal thing with good parents. Sometimes they'll give you tough love. They'll say, hey, you got to be strong because that's the advice you need. But maybe sometimes a mother's love can be a little bit sweet and caring and nurturing. And I think that's a good thing because it shouldn't just all be tough love. It shouldn't be all just deal with it, right? I think, too, this mom, this commercial, sure, he could have looked at this recipe online, but, you know, I think I would rather, if my mom's down, learn from my mom. Maybe she's got a special recipe to wow my friends or to get more friends, this kind of thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what we talked about right before the show, that my mom has a special recipe.
Shout out to Hyog's mom.
Yeah, you should share it with us.
No, I'm
special. Secret. She's taking it to the grave.
I'm reserving that for my future child and maybe husband. Yeah. See how hard he works.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, definitely. But certainly here, I think one thing we need to highlight is it's a commercial. So there's business mentality that's behind it.
Yes,
it's geared towards a target audience to sell that credit card.
Right, but it's a commercial that knew what it was doing. It went for those heartstrings. So that can't be understated, too. It knew what it was doing, and the reason why we're talking about it is because it did it well. So there's something there more than just the commercial aspect.
Well, that's one very optimistic way of looking at it, but I like to throw some shade.
Tear it down a little bit.
I love that.
Offer the other side, maybe. Okay. Yeah. That is, maybe because there is the sense of manipulation that didn't go well. And then that's made us to talk about it, as also there's this rebuttal coming from international students online.
I love that.
Yes. Huangshen, what are they saying here?
Yeah, I love this. Loneliness is usually the first thing international students experience when they arrive in this brand new environment. You should learn to deal with the loneliness, and you should like trying to stand on your own feet and trying to be independent because you are trying to grow up. Also, I have a question for Ryan.
Yeah.
Will you just invite some like newcomers to the potluck party?
I mean,
or can you just win their appreciation with a 番茄炒蛋?
I mean, I think you could do all those things, right? I think sometimes people invite other people to a potluck party to get to know them. Mm-hmm. It's food, it's talking, it's conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, with your good friends, you don't need to have a party to necessarily hang out with them. But I would also say to these international students, did you love being alone? Were those years so great when you just had isolation? And if there's a chance where you can wow someone with like Hyong's mom's special recipe with a tomato and egg, you're like, I'm going to make so many friends. Why not? And let's not judge each other's family. But I do think, you know, if you can avoid loneliness and if you need to talk to your parents, don't feel shame in that. Do it.
Yeah, definitely. And we have so many messages coming in. Let's read out a few. Mona saying, I got teared up watching this commercial, even if it's just a commercial.
It's okay, Mona.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Ryan would wipe the tears for you if
I'll
he could.
I'll give you a hug.
Yes, ooh, gigantic hug. Air hug, I see, right there. And Han is saying,
Han.
He shouldn't wake his parents up at 4 a.m. He can just be boiling an egg and a tomato.
Wait, is Han a parent?
I don't know, actually. Han, let us know.
Yeah, maybe he's a parent and he's like, I don't want that to happen.
Maybe not.
Vote for you.
Yeah, and also, cute name, Pee-Pee, says that this makes me think of my parents. Aww. Sometimes when I get home late after work or I'm getting up late in the morning, Mom and Dad always gets up and cooks the best food for me. I really love my mom and dad, and I want to say the same too.
I love you, Mom and Dad.
Yes, we do.
We love you.
And also, Ba Dao Nyu Bang saying that everything has a dichotomy side to it. Why is it not we're looking at the bright side of things, that parents are always unconditional to their kids when they're giving the love to them?